This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, there was a lot of focus of an interview the Treasury Secretary gave to ABC this morning where he was asked, can you guarantee that no one in the middle class is going to pay more in taxes? And he said, that's the goal, but he couldn't guarantee it.
Look, we have a middle class and lower class tax plan. When you look at what we've done, we've taken the standard deduction and doubled it. So you take the median household income in the United States today is about $56,000. You take the $24,000 deduction for a family of two, let's assume we don't have any kids here, and you take away the $24,000 from the $56,000, you end up with $32,000. You tax that, you know, let's say it's a 10%, you're at a mid-single digit tax rate. Then if we put a child tax credit on there, a family has kids, you could be at a zero tax rate relatively easy for the median income family in the United States. That, to me, is a real middle-class tax cut.
Now,
it surprises me here, Scott, is time and again, and I guess maybe I understand, but I don't understand. Maybe they have to ask that question that, you know, when reporters ask, can you guarantee something? I mean, it just really demonstrates their lack of knowledge of how this works and what the president and what Gary Cohn and, you know, the Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, presented. This is the president's vision. He is hoping that, you know, Congress will get behind it, the Senate will get behind it and support it. And, of course, what they do with it will be different. But this is to get the conversation going. You've got a president that says, look, I've got an idea, much the same way that John Kennedy, remember, you know, we're going to be the first country that goes to the moon, right? And how everybody rallied about it, and 10 years was the hope. We did it in less than 10, because there was that vision that was cast out there. Now, here's the vision that this president is casting out on behalf of we the people. We say, look, I want to affect the greatest tax reduction and tax reform in the history of our country. Wow.
Well, it also seems like simple math to where that question doesn't have to be answered. If you double the standard deduction... Mm-hmm. If you double that, that means you're getting, you know, twice as much untaxed income, right?
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, but,
so
but the deal is, but you ignore the process. The process is this is what the president, it's not his job to affect legislation here. This needs to be worked out in Congress. And so what they choose to do with the middle class, that will yet to be seen. But as Gary Cohn said, the advisor to the president here, is that that is our goal. That's what we're trying to affect, right?
Well, and the other thing is that this is something that's extremely easy for me, you know, for me to look at and see the results of. Because when I do my taxes next year, if I have more money than I had the year before, or, you know, a lower percentage is taken out of my income, then I can obviously see that, oh, I got a tax cut.
Exactly.
Like, this is pretty...
People right now are not in the streets cheering is beyond me and supporting this president and the vision that he just laid out for everybody.
It's a very cut and dry thing.
I think so. The math is simple here, and it's like, okay, get behind it. And, of course, the Democrats, you know, they've become the, you know, the party of no, so they're just going to say no. But the fact, you know, if you have people out in the street saying, hey, look, we want this, this is a good thing, they're going to force the Democrats to come alongside whether they like it or not.
Well, they've started to try to do the spin to where, you know, well, he's giving himself a tax cut. That's the spin that they're doing on it. And
but again, do the math. If the people that pay the most into it and you have a tax reduction, are they not going to gain the most just by virtue of the math, right?
Let's just be honest with ourselves. I don't care who else gets a tax cut as long as I get one.
Right.
I don't care about other people's taxes. Mm. I care about mine.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's it. That's the bottom line. And thanks for that input. That is absolutely brilliant. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. The Lolo Girl. Yes, Lucy herself. Lauren Kitchen Stewart's coming up right after this.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, don't forget to take your, that selfie, okay, of Broadway Bill, Bill Martinez's billboard there on 42nd Street, about a half block from where the annual, you know, that crystal ball drops every New Year's, right there by Dave and Buster's. We're right there. Take a selfie of it. Send it to me with your permission. We'll put it on our website. We've got swag to give away, T-shirts, cash even. Get those selfies to us right away. All you got to do is drop it in the email to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Hey, it is time for the one, the only national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, 25 years in the media, and a very, very dear friend, as you know, Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us right now. Lolo, how are we doing?
Listen, I've got to say this. I do not like selfies, and I don't know if y'all are like me. Do you ever, like, put your phone up, and it's turned towards you instead away from you, the lens, and you're like, oh, who is that? It scares me. I'm like, I look like that.
It's like one of those, you know, at the circuses, they have the mirrors, you know, that you can go in and you walk through and you see those fun mirrors, the crazy houses or whatever they call them. And, yeah, sometimes the angles are not that good. But I'll tell you, they've got this technology they're doing with these iPhones and Android phones now that you can, the pictures you can take with these aftermarket devices are pretty terrific. And, see, all the young kids know that.
If any of you want a good profile picture for Facebook, Instagram, whatever your social media preference is, send it to me because I can make you look like a movie star.
Yes, that's it. Okay, now you got another job to do. Hey, we got lots to talk about here. And before we get into some of the, you know, heavy stuff like, you know, somebody abusing a robot, forgetting that robot lives matters. We got some serious issues here, and that is that we got growing tension that is becoming quite serious here in North Korea. You know, the United States is looking to China after, you know, the great party and the chocolate cake experience there with President Xi. There's been some indications that the Chinese are putting some appropriate pressure on North Korea, but you know, it seems that what our security analysts are saying, and even the president himself, he's saying we're looking at a major conflict with North Korea. I mean, this is shades and memories of, if you remember, the Cuban crisis, right? The Cuban Missile Crisis. I have this sense, you know, my heart is beating and thinking that this is it. But and I know you'll agree with me here, Lauren, because you're never disagreeable, especially when it comes to me. That's why we get along so well. Is that
that's right. I'm just a yes woman.
Yeah, right. Robin just fell over.
Yeah, you need to live in our house for about a day.
He just fainted. That was that thud you heard in the background. Now, the deal is that, you know, here it is, the United States is looking to everybody that they can to see what they can do, particularly the Chinese. And I'll tell you, people of faith and our family of listeners, it's God. We've got to pray about this. I mean, this is serious stuff. And if you are not praying, if this is not at the top of your prayer list, it needs to be there. That we're praying that President Trump, our generals, those that are right there, approaching what could potentially be a new field of battle here in North Korea as these threats continue to heighten. God is still sovereign and he's in control. And that's who we need to look to. Even above the Chinese, okay? So let's make sure that our priorities are right, okay?
Well, and he honors our prayers. And Rod and I have really been amazed at when we stop and take time to pray, how he answers our prayers and to pray wisdom for our leaders.
Exactly.
And thankfully, we have a vice president that we know of that is a praying man and is influencing our president. And we know they are praying, but to pray strength for them, wisdom for them, that every word that comes out of their mouths will be led by the Holy Spirit. God honors that. I mean, if we would all just realize the power in prayer, and I don't know if I told you all this last week, but I watched War Room again last weekend for the second or third time, and I thought, I need to watch this every single week to remind myself of the power in prayer and the power to pray for our nation. It really got me geared up again. And any of you that haven't seen it, it came out last year, I would watch it again and again. And I TiVo'd it. So it's there for me to remind, even if I just watch the end, where Miss Clara does that just
raise
proclamation over the nation and raise them up. Even
raise
if
them
I
up,
just
Lord. Watch that. I get goosebumps every time. I hear that. It's powerful.
Right. And it reminds us to stop and stand in the gap. And we forget. We get busy. There's so many things that pulling all of us to go, you know what? In just my pinky finger, I have the power to move mountains because of the Spirit of the Lord living and dwelling within me. We forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And to stop and acknowledge him. And, Rob and I, so many times we'll be all, something will be going on in our family, and I'll say, let's just stop and pray. Or he'll say, let's just stop and pray. And when we do, peace that passes all understanding covers us, and we find our answer. It might be an hour later, it might be a week later, but God is sovereign, like you said, and faithful.
Exactly.
And for our nation, he cares about his kids.
Yeah. When Knox loses his hearing aid that costs $15,000 and you can't find it anywhere, you pray. And then God lifts up a dog, and then it's underneath the dog, So hey.
It's underneath the dog bed. But, we were just losing our minds.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing as a human with any situation, especially when it's monetary, is to go, So I've got to just rest in that. And when you start to do that, no matter if it's a big issue or a small issue going on in your life, it becomes habit. And then you become a prayer warrior. And my mother, I'm telling you, she was a dynamic prayer warrior and intercessor. And I saw the difference it made in our family's lives because she was constantly praying. And I thought, can I be that for my family, too? I want to be that.
Well, the mountains quaked in front of your mother. They didn't mess with your mother. They knew. If she said move, they had to move, right?
They did, but we all have that power.
Exactly.
We just stop and do it.
Right. And Jesus told us that we do. But, do we really believe that we do have that power? And right now, I would say, considering these world events and what's happening all around us, even domestically, it's easy to get all scattered about it and the whole deal. But to your point, Lauren, we're reminded to pursue peace and what that represents. If you're pursuing peace, you know who is the peacemaker. You're in communication with him, and it's going to go well for you.
Well, in peace that passes all understanding means other people are going, what's going on? Why are you peaceful? Why are you steadfast?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly
the key. That's what changes life.
And I like the Hebrew expression of peace. It's God's pursuit of your fullness. When you think about that, I mean, it is like, wow, That's what I want, you know. I want that for you, Lauren. I want that for your family, that God's fullness would be expressed in you. God's peace upon you, upon your household, upon our family of listeners. And certainly we pray for God's peace with the Pope right now, who's in Egypt supporting minority Christians there who've been attacked, the Coptic Christians. And they're saying, hey, look at all we see is martyrdom here looking. It doesn't look too good. And he's also meeting with, speaking of peace, with Muslim leaders, taking a message of peace as well. We've got more from the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, on Bill Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Well, look, all you have to remember is just a few words. If I help you, maybe they'll come back to you.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, in Spanish, how are you going to greet them when they get here?
Oh, buenos dias. No, it's not quite that. It's not buenos dias. Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
That's it. Oh, but you can't use it now anyway because it's night outside. You gotta say noches.
Noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
That's right. Good. How are you?
Fine. I'm a little nervous.
In Spanish, how are you?
Oh, how are you? How are you? Now, don't tell me.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, nothing like a kid. Get him out of the room, man. Who needs a kid to teach to give you a Spanish lesson?
I'm learning sign language. That is us in our house right now because he's like trying to go, is that blue, green, red? Mama, hello. I got to get with the program. So we understand that.
That's all good fun. Hey, welcome back, America. About 20 after our conversation continues, yes, we refer to her as the Lucy girl. You were always Lucy.
It's hard to learn a second language.
Yes.
This old. Even if it is sign language, and like I can do sign language like A through Z if it's in order.
Right.
A, B, C, D. But then if I have to spell something and it's out of order, I get hung up.
Yes.
I'm like, what did F and G and S and T, a couple of them? And so Knox was looking at me like, listen, lady, I'm trying to communicate. And he is talking. Like today he said, bye-bye. But they just felt like sign language would help propel him to talk more quickly, especially.
Well, he was getting close to saying Uncle Bill yesterday. I was impressed.
Did you hear him?
Yes, I did. That was, bless me richly. Hey, by the way, Robin gave me this one. It's National Kiss Your Mate Day, and studies show that a man who is kissed by his wife before heading out the door in the morning, are you ready for this, is more likely to make 20 to 30% larger income.
Wow, honey, you owe me. And you know what? We try to, no matter what. Like this morning we had a little tiff, and still... When I left, I went over and said, bye, honey, because I left before he did. And we did do that. You know, I smacked him on the lips. No matter what, whether we're happy, sad, mad, just to, you know, end it well. I love you regardless. We'll work it through. So that makes me feel good to hear.
Well, so now you can say, hey, bucko, 20, 30% larger income, and you're at about the 10% percentile. You're cutting me off here a little bit here. And these are powerful kisses here.
I can't stop it again. I mean, yes. Stopping
exactly. The other thing is that on National Kiss Your Mate Day, your mate is less likely to get in a car accident if they've been kissed.
More likely to?
No, less likely. Less likely.
Oh, I think you said more. Yeah, less.
Did I say more? I meant less. You know, I'm still getting on the more thing. I like the 20 to 30%. I like the bigger numbers, so I want to, you know. But that's cool.
My
no, but in this particular case, less likely.
My driving, he would say kissing does not make any difference. He's like, you are not Mario Andretti. I'm not Mario Andretti. Repeat after me.
Well, if you kiss me more, maybe I'll take my foot off the accelerator.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to have an accelerator and brake on your side, too, if we kiss more.
Yeah. So here it is. Hey, make up your own survey results. It's National Kiss Your Mate Day. But you know it's good. So, you want to start your day. And make sure, and like they say, I mean, when you live with no regrets, I mean, you hear some of these sad stories where somebody says, gosh, the last thing I said to my mate was, and it wasn't a good thing. But here it is. We're encouraged and we're told empirically, gosh, your day starts out better. You're better as a result. You start putting things in your favor as a result of it. And what did it cost you? Affirming your mate by kissing them?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I mean,
and
you really...
And your kids like it. Like yesterday we were at the doctor's office and Knox looked at me and looked at Robin. He told us to kiss. Mm-hmm. And so Robin's like, what's he saying? I said, he's telling us to kiss. And then when we did, he goes, yay! These kids love seeing that with their... I mean, they don't want you groping. But, just to give your mate a little peck in front of your kids, that makes them feel good and secure about mom and dad.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, I want to talk about Ivanka. I mean, she was in Berlin, invited by Angela Merkel. I mean, here it is on a world stage. She clearly, we've seen her as an asset. But again, what happens is you know, the radical left, I mean, it's amazing what they do. I mean, here they are promoting, you know, women's rights and breaking through the ceiling and all this stuff. And now you've got a woman who happens to be a conservative, but she's not allowed to break through the ceiling. And she's not allowed to be cheered on for being on a stage. No, you know, there's, you know, because she's working her way through this. And as she even admitted, says, look, this is the first time for me here to be in this kind of situation. I'm kind of, you know, we're, this is 100 days. OK, hello, people.
Right.
Give me a break here. But, you know, she's so sweet. And she said it in a very respectful sort of manner. And the people kind of, you know, gave her, you know, they kind of murmured. There was no booing. But here in the West, we hear booing. Now, a paper there in Europe, in Germany, says no booing, a little murmuring, but no booing to speak of.
Well, I would like to see the people that are saying these things fill her shoes and do what she's doing.
Well, the amazing thing, Lauren,
and it's the whole
these are women. These are other women reporters saying this, that they're booing.
I mean, they're left, and it doesn't matter. They are going to come against that administration with every single – they're going to take every single situation and twist it and turn it for the next 4 years to try to make a dent so Trump doesn't, you know, get in again. I mean, it's all part of the plan. And I got to tell you, I got frustrated because when I was watching it on Fox News, I was watching that whole story, and Jesse Waters made that comment about her. I was like, what? Seriously, dude? I mean, come on.
Yes.
So I got frustrated with that, you know.
Well, it was an inappropriate comment. I mean, what was it? I mean, you know, that he would say something like that. And I'd only heard part of it. You got the whole clip and him making some sort of suggestion about the way she held the microphone or whatever. I mean, come on. You know, he needed to be on timeout. So
over and over and over, because I wanted to make sure of what he said, because I like him. And when he said, well, I tell you, I really like the way she's holding that microphone. And I kept rewinding it because I was like, is that what he meant? You know, it's like I'm trying to go, did he really say that? I mean, where is he coming from? And so you notice he went on vacation. But you would think with what happened with Bill O'Reilly, you know, he would stop. But you just wonder if maybe behind the scenes they all kind of talk like that and become so much a part of them. You know, saying that they forget. But I didn't appreciate that. And, I mean, I'm not one of these people that's overreactive about that kind of thing. We've talked about that, but I did think that was over the top. I mean, she is such a lovely person, and for anyone to be critical is just ridiculous. I mean, but we have to support. We have to come alongside and support her and support her family when those things happen.
Well,
I mean,
Fox better get their act together. I think, you know, Sean Hannity threw out a warning last night about, you know, the end of Fox, and Fox is imploding on itself because, as you suggest, Lauren, and you and I have been around organizations, you know, long enough in our careers and our lifetimes to understand that it's a top-down mentality. And obviously, you know, to make casual expressions like this, it's like somebody really needs to do some serious soul searching there at Fox, because for this to come out like this so casually, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it speaks of a deeper problem, you know, to your point.
Well, and if we're going to be that strict about that organization, then we need to talk to them about, like you and I have discussed this, how these anchors dress.
Right.
And I have a close friend that's one of the anchors, and she does not dress like that.
No.
But, you know, it's low cut, short skirt, showing the leg. You know, let's be who we are across the board. Let's be conservative. Let's be appreciative. So don't get on to men for saying things like that when women are dressed inappropriately. Mm-hmm. And I've had to learn that the hard way. We've talked about that before, that we as women, we want to look good. We want to look thin. I don't necessarily think we want to be enticing. But how do we dress in a way that it's not going to facilitate that type of talk? And I haven't always been good about that, to be honest with you. A lot of it, I was naive. I think some women are.
To be fair.
We have to be conscientious.
To be fair, you can give a compliment without being over the top on it. I would just say, "Hey, you look good," right?
Yeah, but you can't growl or anything like that. You know, I think Bill O'Reilly.
Well, even looking good, you got to be careful. Hey, you look nice today. That's about it. That's about as safe as you can get.
Anymore, Lauren, you sound great. I want you to know that. Thank you so much for being with us, Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great weekend.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Hey, I don't know, you know, when that last, you know, issue of a Trump, you know, executive order was blocked, you had to know instantly there was more to the story here. Some are referring to it as blind justice. Because when you look into this Ninth Circuit judge, you know, which you would hope that, you know, our judges particularly would not be politically motivated. But time and again, that seems to raise its head. And what we're finding out is the judge who blocked the Sanctuary City order raised some $200,000 for President Obama. He's a bundler for Obama. And so you have this sentiment on the left that's anti-Trump no matter what happens. So did that influence this judge's decision? You know, it's just one of those things that looks like a duck and talks like a duck and is just increasingly uncomfortable here. Brian Crabtree is with us, publisher of Talk40.com and the realestateexperts.com, as well as a contributor at townhall.com, clashdaily.com, Daily Caller. Are you, Brian, are you just on all the .coms? Is that what it is? I mean, if it's
.com, you'll be there. It's an identity crisis.
I know you got them all covered, but see, this is what happens when you're so smart and you've got such brilliant insight. Everybody wants you, including Bill Martinez and all the .comers, you know, so it's all good.
It's nice to be wanted.
Hey, good to have you here. Hey, let's talk about these drastic tax cuts that are coming. The president outlined, gave a vision to the people that I thought, well, we got to have people out in the street, you know, high-fiving, jumping up and down. I mean, the biggest tax reform that has come out of the Oval Office in the history of our country. And Steve Mnuchin and Gary Cohn are there to lay it out. And, of course, the media is going sideways. You know, they want to get drastic. But, you know, lest they forget that it's not the president who initiates legislation. I mean, he initiates a vision, says, hey, look at, wouldn't this be nice? And it's like, you know, and here the media is looking a gift horse in the mouth, and I'm looking for people to be out in the street jumping up and down saying, are you kidding me? You're saying I'm going to have more money in my pocket to spend? Why not?
Well, it's funny how that's a radical idea in 2017. It's developed over the last couple of decades to where it really is a radical idea that we'd have less money given to the government and more money for the people to use, which would in fact give the government more money. And they say that doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because even when we've had tax reform and we've had some rollback in taxes, we've still had an onslaught of new regulations. Never before have we seen regulations decrease at a significant level while talking about decreasing taxes. Can you imagine what that might do in 2 to 3 years if it actually gets done? Now, don't be mistaken. This is art of the deal. Donald Trump style here. He's not going to get a 15% corporate tax rate. It would be nice if he did. It'll be 20-25% if it's successful. He's probably not going to get three tax brackets that are 10, 15, and 25. We're probably looking more like 10, 15, 18, or 25 and 30 at best. That's still a big and significant improvement over where we are now. The child tax credit, I think, is good for some families that are struggling. But if you look at the plan as proposed, and this is anecdotal because you can't have all the details yet, the average American household income, which is $52,000 for a couple with kids and, you know, two kids and a dog and a half or whatever the numbers are, that saves them $2,600 roughly per year. That's not something that those folks are going to miss in this while the media throws a fit. I heard Shepard Smith the other day on Fox News throwing a fit. And he was throwing a fit because someone making $10 million or more a year would get a $1.3 million tax break under the Trump tax plan. That's true. But if it's a fair across-the-board tax break, then everybody gets a break. And by the way, Shep, there's only 8,000 people in America who make over $10 million. Why don't we focus on the other 319,992,000 people and not worry about those 10 millionaire folks or higher?
Exactly, Brian. I mean, you know, this is a simple math deal. I mean, if people pay more, they're going to realize a bigger benefit because, oh, yeah, they're paying more. I mean, just because they make more, I mean, this is this Obama Democratic mentality is that you make more, you should pay more. Pay your fair share.
It's loser mentality. Yes. Let's just call it what it is. If you sit and spend your time fixated on what someone else is getting because of a policy, and what benefit you're not getting, then you're a loser. Yes. Because if you do that in business and life and sports and anything you go to do and you sit and worry about, I tell my son when he plays AAU basketball, stop looking at the scoreboard. Stop worrying about the score. The only thing you need to focus on are the shots. When you worry about the score, you don't win, period. And that's why we have so many losers in America. They're worried about everybody else's wins and not their own. And this is paramount and front and center in this tax reform debate. Stop worrying about other people's tax breaks and figure out how you're going to benefit and focus in and hone in on that.
Exactly. Well, we say here, Brian, that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, you know, written by that incredible, you know, philosophic individual, you know, of all time known as Anonymous. But, you know, that's and to your point, exactly. I mean, you're looking at the wrong thing. And here it is, the vision that he cast. I look at it in much the same way that, you know, John Kennedy cast a vision for this country saying, hey, we're going to be the first country to be on the moon, right? And in 10 years, and then we did it in less than 10. And this is what our country needs to rally around if we're going to get back on track, is we need to have a vision. And if we're going to do this major tax reform, which is only going to help, it's going to help business and the corporate tax. I hope that they stay at that 15, Brian, because that 15, in terms of its impact on an international level, what that will do for this country in bringing people back to the land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, this will be a huge incentive. So hopefully Congress and our leaders have the intestinal fortitude to really reach high and go for that 15% cut for corporate tax breaks?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if this is even a word, but I think instead of corporate inversions, we'll have reversions. So they'll be coming back into the country.
Yes,
they almost
exactly.
lost Pfizer, but fortunately, almost unconstitutionally, the Obama administration blocked it. But nonetheless, we almost lost Pfizer to, I think, Ireland in a merger. Mm-hmm. And
right.
so now Pfizer, companies like that who are worth billions and billions of dollars, who employ lots of people, to the tune of billions of dollars in payroll and tens of, if not hundreds of millions in taxes, they won't be trying to figure out how to escape the country and still do business here and pay a lot less taxes. They'll just be paying less taxes and they'll focus more on growing their footprint. When there is uncertainty in the tax code, when there's uncertainty in the economic forecast, businesses pull back. People lose hours, people lose money and income, wages don't grow. When there
exactly.
is positive certainty about the future benefits in form of tax code for rich people then hire people. It's
mm-hmm.
period, economics 101. I don't care what any pundit says. They have a political agenda if they're trying to convince someone otherwise.
Yeah, what is the country incentivizing? I mean, look at case in point. You know, I was born and raised in California. I left there about 4 years ago. But the one party government there that operates has done everything to de-incentivize business. Businesses have been moving out like crazy, job loss up the yin-yang, and talking about good jobs. The governor has the audacity to say, we've increased jobs. Well, they increased fast food jobs, but, you know, there hasn't been any quality jobs. There hasn't been a true replacement. They aren't at net. They're not at net zero. They're so behind the ball for all the jobs and companies that they've lost because they've incentivized all the wrong behavior, you know, to your exact point. So if we need an example, just look to California. I mean, if that's what you want your state and your country to look like, well, then, you know, follow their lead.
Yeah, it's quite unattractive, and I could go on about the stories you can find in California where businesses have ultimately just shut down and said forget it. And
right.
that's going to happen if this country doesn't change its ways across the country. And this Trump tax plan is the best first step to do that.
Well, I think so. It's a good focus, a good goal, you know, for us to stand behind. And I would say to we the people, you need to get behind it. And it's okay to go out in the street, take your crock pot and your hands and start banging them together and encourage the administration and these legislators to make this happen and let it be so, as they would say. Brian Crabtree, publisher of Talk40.com. I'm sorry, Brian. We got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Throw the crock pot like a liberal. Just bang it. Don't throw it.
My Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment Classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, cleaning the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, George Barna, did you ever have that kind of conversation with your dad? You know, 25, you're trying to negotiate, a 50 cent raise and, 25 cents what you get. And, and you use that argument that all the kids use, you know, hey, the other kids, they get 75 and they don't do anything. You know, what about me? Right.
Well, my father had a whole different thing. He said, you know, we don't believe in allowances. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to earn some money, we'll find some projects for you and we'll negotiate how much each project is worth.
Right.
So I got my first lesson in entrepreneurship when I was about 6 years old. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had the Opie and Andy conversation with your dad, at the age of six, huh?
Yeah, and it never ended.
Well, you know, I tell you, I think that could probably go a long way in today's contentious society, because you might question at the very root of this conflict between liberals and conservatives is the understanding of a 25-cent job that you're earning versus 75% that somehow you're entitled to get.
Yeah, back when I was a kid, I mean, we didn't talk about things like entitlement, mm-hmm. but that's really what our conversation was about.
Yes.
You know, I would look at my friends down the street and I'd say, well, look what they're getting. I'm entitled to an allowance. And, you know, my dad, his way, would explain, well, no, you're not entitled to anything. But if you're willing to work, we can make something good happen for you.
Yeah.
Or if that family down the street wants to adopt you, and you could be part of their program. See, there were 10 kids in our family. I think if any one of the kids offered to be adopted down the street, my parents would be grateful for the opportunity. Surely I jest, we had plenty to spare. You know, there was no doubt about it. But hey, let's talk about your latest report, speaking of liberals and conservatives. Are they going to find grounds for agreement because of all this contentiousness that's going on? I mean, we have, you know, riots in Berkeley, our universities are under attack. People who are claiming, and calling conservatives fascist, they themselves are acting rather fascist-like by not allowing free speech to occur. And, meanwhile, we're not getting anywhere. If anything, we're going in the wrong direction and in a dangerous trajectory here, George.
Yeah, and the seductive thing is that when you look at the research, what we find is that most people say, yeah, American society is unhealthy. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things that we find that liberals and conservatives agree upon. And we find that most people are saying, you know, we've got to change society, that we need to have some significant transformation happen. 50% of adults in America today say such a shift is necessary. You've got another 24%, another one out of four, who say that it's preferable, even though not necessary. Only 10% are saying, no, things are fine the way they are.
Wow.
So people want to see change. The issue is what kind of change they want to see.
Mm-hmm. So what are they telling you in terms of that? I mean, if they're saying we don't like the status quo, I often say if you don't, then go and be that change that you perceive that needs to be done. You know, be on the side of the solution, not the side of the problem.
Yeah, the challenge there is that on the one hand, you've got conservatives who are saying we want less government intrusion in our lives. We want to be able to exercise the freedom that the Constitution guarantees us. And it's not only freedom from, you know, foreign governments, it's also freedom from our government.
Our own government, exactly.
How to live, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, on the other hand, liberals who are saying, but you know what, we need a central authority who's going to make sure that everything is fair and that everybody gets what they deserve and they're entitled to, and that's why we need more government to oversee it, and people need to be paying more tax money so that we can distribute those funds appropriately. So it really is two completely different worldviews.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, especially when you talk about fairness, it's like, okay, what's fair?
Yeah, and to me, you know, so many people are struggling over, boy, what do we do? I mean, this is a no-win conversation. Mm-hmm. But I think if we look at another point of view on this that people tend to have in common, and that's how do we see the culture? And because then that comes back to the individuals that make up the culture. And when we look at the individuals, we recognize that we've all got different attributes. So we asked people in one of our surveys, in this case it was a survey among conservative Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We said, if you had to describe the culture, what are some of the terms you come up with? Check this out. More than 4 out of 5 of those people said American culture today is corrupt, it's decadent, it's intolerant, it's mean-spirited, it's self-indulgent, and it's selfish.
Wow.
So to me, if we then say, okay, this is an issue of character, mm-hmm. and we start working on character, then we've got something, again, that we can all agree on and all work towards. Nobody wants to be thought of as selfish. Nobody wants to be described by others as self-indulgent. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to be characterized as mean-spirited or intolerant. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to say, I'm contributing to the corruption and decadence of our society. So if we then start attacking those kinds of values, you know, how do we help people to see this in themselves? How do we help them to deal with it? How do we replace that with something that we all agree upon is better for the person as well as the people around them? Then I think we can get somewhere.
Well, that's a good question there, is how do we do that? Because it took a while for us to get there. You know, like anything, it is a process, and this has been something that sadly has been demonstrated, and and I say this generally, but because when I say ingrained in our society, I don't mean to the point that we can't get rid of it, but we're carrying this anchor of of selfishness with us, and we've been doing this, and we're comfortable in doing that.
Yeah, and what we're seeing both in the research and in some situations, real life situations, it really is something that is going to take time, but it's all about the personal connection that you have with somebody, that relationship.
Right.
You can't have meaningful dialogue until the other person respects you and trusts you. And you can't build that kind of respect and trust until you really care about the other person and you're willing to listen to them, you're willing to work with them, and you're willing to put in the time that it's going to take to see some of that turn around. And then you have the opportunity to model it for them as well as to talk with them about it.
George, is this why people with a biblical worldview are probably the first line of defense or the first line of transformation here? Because they do hold to a biblical value?
Yeah, that's part of it. I think the other part of it is to look at the motivation for why they're pursuing that particular worldview, why they're trying to integrate that worldview into how they live. And that's because they understand that the highest end that God has called us to is love.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to love God and love other people with everything we've got.
Right.
And so if that really is the goal, that leads us to understand, you know, God made these other people just like he made me. They're imperfect just like I'm imperfect. We're all in process. Let me try to relate to them in such a way that I can gain their trust and respect, and then I can share with them the things that God has taught me, and ultimately maybe we can grow together.
Right, exactly. And at the basis of all this, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that, as the Bible says, in order to understand spiritual things, you have to have a spiritual consciousness. You have to be set and programmed to understand the spiritual. Otherwise, what George and I are talking about right now is the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Well, and that relates to one of the key things that we've learned from our research, which is that your beliefs really matter. You know, some people say, well, it doesn't matter what you believe, it just matters how you feel. No. We do what we believe.
Yes.
And so beliefs are critical toward determining what your behavior, what your responses to the world are going to be. So, yeah, that whole spiritual dimension of understanding how things work, what you believe about God, about creation, about sin, about purpose, all of these things and more become vitally important because ultimately they determine the choices that you're going to make moment to moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, George, this conflict that we have, it's not going to be in the fight itself that the answer, that gets us to the answer that we're looking for. As you said, it has to do with our own mindset and understanding that God created us all and that we are to love God and to love one another. And if that's the lead, then the transformation and the very peace and love that we want demonstrated can be realized. And maybe we can agree on that, right?
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, we're all in process.
Yes.
None of us have figured it all out. So, yeah, we need to lean on God's principles, but we have to understand that we've still got a long way to go.
As always, George Barna, great stuff. Appreciate the insight. As always, George Barna, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. George, where can they go for more information?
Culturefaith.com has a lot of this data, as well as videos and other things that should help break it down.
And, of course, we're grateful that George can join us every week, most weeks here on Bill Martinez Live. George, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters.